Ruth, a love story. If you could meet your great-grandparents, their parents, and all the people who came before you in your family, you might be surprised by what kind of people they were. In the Bible, one of Jesus's human ancestors was Ruth, a Moabite lady who used to worship idols. The story of Ruth starts in Israel after the time of Samson, when God's people stopped trusting and obeying God. A terrible famine struck the land. Do you know what a famine is? That's right. A famine is when no fruit or crops grow, and animals and sometimes even people die from hunger. One man, Elimelech, left Bethlehem with his wife and two sons, looking for food. He went to Moab, a country where people worshipped idols. Things did not go well for Elimelech and his family in Moab. He died, followed by his two sons. His wife Naomi was left, along with the sons' two wives, Ruth and Orpah. Both girls were from Moab. Naomi, now a widow, heard that the Lord had visited his people, giving them bread. She decided to return to her homeland. But what would the two girls do? Naomi advised them to stay in Moab and marry again. Orpah went back to her own family, but Ruth refused. Instead, Ruth said a lovely poem which promised she would never leave her mother-in-law. Naomi's old friends were glad that she had come home to Bethlehem, but she asked them to call her Mara, which means bitter, instead of Naomi, which means pleasant. For the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. Naomi had returned with nothing except Ruth. Although Ruth had worshipped idols like most people in Moab, she had turned from that to worship the living God of Israel. Ruth worked very hard to make sure Naomi had enough to eat. Every day she followed the harvesters in the field and picked up the leftover grain. Boaz, the owner of the field, heard how good Ruth was to her mother-in-law. When he met her, Boaz helped her by ordering his harvesters to leave handfuls of grain behind on purpose. Boaz began to like Ruth. When Ruth told Naomi about Boaz and his kindness, the older lady praised God. The man is a relative of ours, one of our near kinsmen. As time passed, Boaz wanted to marry Ruth and look after Naomi and her family's land. But another near relative had the first chance. This man wanted the land, but he didn't want Ruth for his wife. The law said he could not have one without the other. In those days, people didn't shake hands to settle a deal. Boaz took off a sandal and publicly gave it to the other man. The business was settled. Ruth would become his wife. Now she and Naomi were part of Boaz's family. Boaz and Ruth called their first son Obed. He became grandfather to David, the great king of Israel. But even more wonderfully, baby Obed was ancestor to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus came through David's family line to be King of Kings and the Savior of the world. Ruth, a love story, a story from God's Word, the Bible, is found in the book of Ruth.